For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper printed an op-ed from Mr. Antonio Maria Costa, the UN drug czar, titled "Reefer is Worth Getting Mad About." I'll read you part of it. "Supporters of the legalization of cannabis would have us believe that it is a gentle, harmless substance that gives you little more than a sense of mellow euphoria. Trawl through websites offering cannabis seeds for sale and you will find brand names such as Armageddon, AK-47, and White Widow. Quote, this will put you in pieces, then reduce you to rubble, maybe quicksand if you go too far," end quote. This is much closer to the truth. In Canada, as in most parts of the world, cannabis is by far the drug of choice. An estimated 4% of the world's adult population, that's about 162 million people, consume cannabis at least once a year. The cannabis now in circulation, like Canada's BC Bud, is many times more powerful than the weed that today's aging baby boomers smoked in college. The characteristics of cannabis are no longer that different from those of other plant-based drugs such as cocaine and heroin. End quote. Mr. Costa's letter offended me, so I sent a letter to the editor in response. Enough. Because your paper allows those with the least knowledge about the topic to stand behind their bully pulpit spreading lies, innuendo, and propaganda, the war on pot lumbers on like a drunken sailor. Simply because Mr. Costa has the title of Executive Director of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime does not mean he knows a damn thing about cannabis, the true name of this herb. I have smoked cannabis for more than 38 years, observing the quality variance over that time frame. Lebanese hash, Panama red, Maui Wowie, California sensimilla, and especially Thai stick from the 60s and 70s were often more powerful than the BC Bud being distributed today. As a medical marijuana patient, as a member of a cannabis sacrament using church, and as a contributing member of society, I take great offense to his uninformed, deceptive, callous, and ultimately vindictive stance taken, citing the need for zero tolerance. Costa proclaims, quote, let's draw the right conclusions. Cannabis is dangerous. We ignore it at our peril, end quote. In the U.S., we arrested 785,000 people last year for cannabis possession. Zero people died from its use, yet tens of thousands were sent to treatment, preferring that option over jail time. The ignorance of those like Costa already imperil the day insofar as cannabis is concerned. If you think Costa is righteously mad and his words worth printing, just imagine the anger of the 162 million cannabis users who perceive your paper as facilitators of needless and eternal reefer madness. Enough already. Enough. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.